Today is August 10th. It is the feast day of St. Lawrence the Martyr, one of the most famous martyrs in the early church. He was one of the seven deacons of Rome in the early 200s, the early 3rd century. And as deacons were especially commissioned, they were commissioned to take care of the poor, to help feed the poor, give clothing, and to shelter the homeless, and to distribute the alms to the poor. Well, the Emperor Valerian in the year 257 set out to persecute the early Christians, and so he arrested and beheaded the Pope, Pope Sixtus II. That was on August 7th, and then on August 10th, four deacons were arrested as well when they were assisting at Mass in the catacombs. And among these four deacons was St. Lawrence, who was then originally arrested, and the governor of Rome, because he knew that Lawrence was in charge of distributing money to the poor, told him to bring all the treasures of the church to the palace. And so he expected Lawrence to bring all the gold chalices and ciboria and any valuables that the church owned at that time, which was not much, but the governor, the prefect of Rome, wanted these things. And so St. Lawrence showed up and he says, "I present to you all the treasures of the church." He did not bring any gold vessels or sacred vestments. He brought the poor. He brought the lame, the blind, the lepers, and he brought the poor of Rome. And he said, "Governor, these are the treasures of the church." Well, the governor, of course, was so upset and furious that he had Lawrence arrested and slowly burned to death on the gridiron, roasted alive on a bed of hot coals on a gridiron. And we know it from Prudentius and St. Ambrose, who were early Christian writers, that St. Lawrence, even despite his terrible sufferings, kept the joy of the gospel in his heart. He had a beautiful sense of humor, and he even said during his martyrdom, "You can turn me over, I'm done on this side." And so the joy that he had, even in the midst of his sufferings, was so inspiring. And even today, 1,800 years later, his story of his bearing his sufferings with uniting them to Christ and giving his life for Christ, even in the midst of terrible pain, he still had that joy and that good sense of humor as well. And we've seen this in other people throughout history. For example, St. Thomas More, the great lawyer from England, when he was arrested by Henry VIII, and then he was being taken up to be beheaded at the Tower of London. On his way up the steps, he tripped, and the man who was going to behead him caught him and helped him up the steps. And Thomas More said to him, "Don't worry, I can manage the steps on my way up by myself. You will need to help me on my way down." So again, the great sense of humor and the great wit and wisdom of St. Thomas More. When I read the autobiography of Ronald Reagan a couple months ago, it was interesting in his life. After he was shot, almost killed, he was being rushed into surgery, into the hospital, and he saw this whole group of doctors around him about to operate to remove the bullets and to save his life. He joked to all of them, said, "I hope all of you are Republicans." You know, so even in the midst of suffering, men of great character and women of great character can maintain their joy, their sense of humor, just like St. Lawrence. So he is the patron saint of those who suffer with great spirit of a good attitude and a good sense of humor. Of course, he's also the patron saint of the poor, and he's one of the favorite saints of Pope Francis. I'm almost done the biography of Pope Francis. It's a very big, thick book called The Great Reformer, but I'm almost done it. But of course, he loves St. Lawrence. First of all, because his favorite soccer team is San Lorenzo, named after St. Lawrence. And so he has great devotion to St. Lawrence. But ever since Pope Francis was an early Jesuit, he loved the poor. He would go out and visit the poor and go home to home and help feed the poor. Even as a young priest, when he was the rector of the seminary, he organized all the seminarians and his priests to go out into the barrios of Buenos Aires and take care of the poor. He always has a heart for the poorest of God's people. When he was the Jesuit provincial in Buenos Aires before being elected bishop, then archbishop, then cardinal, he lived a very simple life, a very humble life of poverty. And he always took the bus and public transportation, never had a chauffeur. He did not buy any brand new clothing. He took the hand-me-downs of the previous bishop of Buenos Aires, and he just had them fitted for him. So he himself lived a life of poverty, but also he especially wants to take care of the poor. And I'm sure that will be his theme when he comes to Philadelphia, New York City, and D.C. in a month, to always help us to remember God's holy people, especially the poorest of the poor, he says, in which we see the face of Christ. So I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Lawrence the Martyr. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.